USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, the social media director says President Trump was treated like a rock star during his visit to mass shooting victims and hospital staff in Dayton, Ohio. After that, he flew to El Paso, Texas. 31 people died between the two cities this past weekend. The president attempted to offer comforts, not just to one city, but to both, each of them reeling in the wake of the tragedy. After he was finished, he praised workers and first responders.
They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible.
There were also protests in both cities, a larger one in El Paso, from many people of Hispanic descent.
We must hold the president accountable for the pattern of racism that has defined his administration.
Also, the president personally met with many of the survivors. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.